This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to a bridge mishap in Darjeeling, West Bengal. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the tragic loss of lives due to heavy rain and landslides in Darjeeling is distressing. She expressed heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the success of rescue and relief operations, wishing a speedy recovery to those injured. Vice President Radhakrishnan also expressed deep anguish and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Modi extended his condolences and hoped for the speedy recovery of those injured. He expressed commitment to provide all possible assistance to those affected. Arunachal Pradesh will launch its first commercial coal mine at Namchik Nampuk coal block in Changlang district tomorrow. Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy will perform the Bhumi Pujan tomorrow. The coal ministry informed that the mine is expected to generate over 100 crore rupees annually as revenue for the state, creating jobs and prosperity for youth. The ministry also informed that this initiative carries forward Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of East, Empower, Act, Strengthen, Transform. It added that the launch of the Namchik Nampuk coal block will embody the integration of development, ecology, supporting the country's energy security, community welfare, and Atmanirbhar Bharat. During the event, Mr. Reddy will also participate in a tree plantation drive as part of the 100 Tree Plantation Initiative. The Indrajit Namchum Arunachal League 2025 officially commenced yesterday at the Golden Jubilee Stadium, UPR. While addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Pema Khandu praised Indrajit Namchum for his contributions and expressed optimism for the future of football in the state. He emphasized that leagues like this would create economic opportunities for players and highlighted upcoming projects aimed at strengthening sports infrastructure. He thanked the team owners for their support and extended his best wishes to all 10 members. 10 teams. Following his remarks, he officially declared the tournament open. The tournament will run till 8th of November and feature 10 teams. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Meen, Minister for Education P.D. Sona and others were present on the occasion. Bambusa Library and the Forum of Library Activists Medo jointly organized the fourth talk for youth development and the Air Force Day celebrations in Tezu. While addressing the gathering, Manager Air Traffic Control Tezu Airport Engineer Yogesh Kumar Mishra highlighted the functioning of an aircraft, a civil airport and the vital role played by air traffic controllers in the safe and smooth flying of aircrafts. He also screened three highly educative films on the Indian Air Force. In the meantime, Block Technology Manager Namsai Dr. Nomita Lungchang, who attended the celebrations as guest of honor, commended Bambusa Library for the wide range of activities undertaken. The Meteorological Centre of Itanagar has issued an orange alert for Tawang and West Kameng district of Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and very heavy rainfall, very likely at isolated places. Additionally, a yellow alert has also been issued for 16 districts. The 90 road construction company of the 42 Border Roads Task Force, BRTF, under Project Vartak, successfully retrieved a Tawang-bound travel bus that had plunged into a deep gorge in the BCT road near Baisakhi Dirang on Thursday. Despite the challenging terrain and limited accessibility, the operation was carried out with utmost precision, ensuring safety and efficiency. The recovery efforts had begun on 3rd October and continued through 4th October. In the meantime, local residents and officials have commended the professionalism, dedication and resilience of the BRTF team. In West Bengal's Darjeeling district, more than 20 people lost their lives due to incessant rainfall and landslides since yesterday evening in Gorkhaland Territorial Administration in North Bengal. Heavy rainfall and landslides have been reported in Kalimpong, Hill District and other parts of the hills, leaving behind a trail of devastation, grief and losses. District administration and local bodies are carrying out rescue and relief operations. Pakistan have won the toss and put India into bat in their women's one-day international World Cup game in Colombo today. India has managed to score 247 runs in 50 overs. Pakistan is currently batting. When reports last came in, Pakistan were 6 after 4 overs. India has won all 11 encounters against Pakistan so far, with their last encounter resulting in a commanding 107-run victory at the 2022 World Cup. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.